You know, we're digging through the Miami stuff here today. Of course, seeing them play against the Jets last week, we got a little bit of a head start on them, and you know, we're so familiar with the Jets that it's a good comparison to see how they match up against a team that we just played and a team that we're familiar with in our division. But you know, a lot of new faces and you know, some new schemes at Miami with the new coaches that are a little bit different than what we've you know, seen from them recently. So you know, we have a lot of preparation to do, but I think that the Dolphins have improved you know, in a lot of ways. They've added a lot of young players. They're bigger. They're more physical. I think they have a little bit of a different mentality maybe than they've had down there in previous years. I'm not taking anything away from what they did or didn't do. I'm just saying I think that they've installed a tough, hard-nosed kind of attitude across the board on their team, and that's evident in their play. So, you know, I'm sure it'll be a tough physical game against the Dolphins, and again, we have a lot of preparation work to do this week to get ready.
Bill, how much work did you guys do on Jake Long leading up to the draft? Seeing that you were picking up high there, I guess he could have been considered a possibility. And assuming you did do work, what do you see in him?
Well, we did a little bit on him, but not a whole lot. And of course, you know, he was signed early, so it was even right there at the end. It never really came down to it because of, you know, we knew that he had made an agreement with the Dolphins. But he's a very physical left tackle. You look at some guys, for example, last week we played against Ferguson, who would be a very athletic left tackle. Long's relative to Ferguson, a lot bigger and a more physical player, maybe not quite as quick or athletically gifted, but a much bigger guy, a more physical guy, could probably move over and play right tackle as well. And I think that probably when he was drafted, he probably looked familiar or similar in Bill's eyes to a guy like Jumbo Elliott, who was, you know, in that same kind of style. So they have a little different way of blocking over on that side. You know, by being physical, it helps the running game over there, which, you know, a lot of left tackles aren't necessarily great run blockers. And then maybe you worry about their athleticism in the passing game, but they're usually matched up on a little smaller guy. And if they get their hands on them and they can, you know, just get into them, then they block them that way as opposed to blocking them with, you know, the same kind of comparable quickness and athleticism that some of the good pass rushers over on the right side have. So I think Long's played very well. He's been starting from day one, and he's going to be one of the, you know, I think he already is a good solid tackle. I'm sure he'll end up being one of the top tackles, you know, in football as he, you know, as he develops and gets into his prime. He's being well coached down there, and he's very fundamentally sound as well as big, tough, athletic. He's a good finisher. He pretty much does everything well, really. He run blocks, pass blocks, plays in space, is consistent, is a good technique player. And so he's a real good football player. And along with their other additions to the offensive line, I think that's probably the most improved area of their team.
Bill, have you had any chance, or did you have any chance this offseason to catch up with Parcells, just get a feel for how he's sort of approaching this chapter, I guess, in his football life in terms of establishing a program down in Miami?
Well, I'm not sure exactly where everything starts and stops between Bill and the coaches and other people in the personnel department and so forth, but I'm sure he has quite a bit of influence, and I'm sure he did around the draft time and with some of their free agent signings. And I think from the players that they've acquired, the types of players they've acquired, that, you know, Bill probably has, you know, some influence on that too. He's, you know, Bill's always liked bigger guys, physical guys, tough guys, and seems like they've added a lot of those players to the team and have kept a lot of the ones that, you know, were already there too. You know, guys like Crowder and Satelli and guys like that, younger players that were already in that program, Bell was hurt last year, but players that are already in that kind of style, had that kind of style of play, that were already down there. But bringing in guys like Fasano, it's a tough kid, Ferguson, another tough kid, guys like that, you can see the emphasis on that, as well as with the younger players that they drafted.
Bill, a year ago at this time, Richard Seymour was on the PUP list. Now he's back on the field and making an impact. In your eyes, how far has he come in the last 12 months?
Well, if you take it back that far, he's come a long way. He's come a long way. But it's a gradual process, as we all know. And so first he came off it and played through the regular season, then played into the postseason and training camp and preseason games. And so, it's been a steady progression. And but Richard's gotten off to a good start this year. He's had a good camp. And, I think he's athletically, he looks good, and he's played with, good power and explosiveness, and it's been productive.
What difference does it make? I guess it sounds obvious, but what difference does it make that he was able to do all of that off-season work that he had missed out on the last couple previous years?
Well, it's a big help. Yeah, it's a big help. It just starts a player at a much higher level. If some of those guys that have off-season surgery or rehab and stuff like that, they basically spend the whole off-season trying to get back to where they were the previous year, and that's if everything goes well. Whereas a player who's healthy going into the off-season, really has a chance to make some gains and start at a much higher point the following year than he was at in the preceding year. So that's a huge difference. I mean, it's the difference between rehabbing and training.
Bill, in your opinion, what makes Wes Welker so effective after the catch?
His quickness is, I'd say, his running style. In that he's he's not a big guy. He's strong for his size, and he has good balance. And he's a hard guy to wrap up and tackle. Similar but different than Troy Brown, who was another kind of smaller type of guy that was hard to tackle, because he can make people miss and bounce off some tackles just because of his size and balance, because of his lower body strength and balance, and able to stay on his feet and gain some extra yards. So combination of quickness, running style, and vision, I think Wes does a nice job of finding where there's a soft spot in the defense and getting as much as what's there.
Had a rules-based question for you. On that last play of the game, Bill, where Spock was called for a false start, could you explain that? Like, the offense was called for a penalty, yet the clock runs down on that? That was something different, to me at least.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I didn't really understand that one myself either.
Good, I feel better now.
Yeah, I was. I need to check on that on the 10-second runoff because I didn't. Because we were ahead, I'm not sure, Mike. Yeah. I'd have to double check on that one.
Yep.
Or maybe you could find out and let me know. That'd be even better.
Sure. Definitely. So, can you comment on Ray Ventrone now? He, on that kickoff return after it went 19-10, he made it looked like a nice open field tackle. What has he done to sort of become a key player for you guys in the special teams area?
Nobody works harder than Ray, and he's just continued to improve over the last couple of years. He's got good playing strength. He's got good speed, and he's a tough, fearless guy. So he'll throw his body in there anywhere and in any situation. He's got good concentration, like we saw in preseason, catching the ball and taking hits in traffic and hanging on to it and running with it after the catch and things like that. So Ray's really the type of player that's just, he works hard. Uh, he he's improved steadily, and he's gotten stronger, he's gotten faster, he's gotten quicker in his training, and he's become a better football player because of his techniques and work ethic out on the field. And because he's not really a starting type of player on offense and defense, he's actually helped him in ways that he's been able to get, you know, reps on both sides of the ball, and has really been able to develop as an offensive and a defensive player, you know, as well as his role in the kicking game, because that's kind of, you know, self-contained. But, you know, on offense and defense, he's been able to work into to roles on those sides of the ball, and actually take reps in both areas, you know, on a pretty consistent basis. And so, you know, he's kind of a unique player in his role, in his niche, in his versatility. And you usually don't see a player have the kind of exceptional toughness and physical play that he does that does all that. So he's kind of got a rare combination of forces there coming together with, you know, in his skill set.
I just wanted to ask your impressions now that you've seen the tape. Adalis' sack where he took two people 20 yards down the field, just how impressive that was, and if it speaks to any more, I don't know, comfort in the system that he's able to play so aggressively.
Well, it was a pretty, you know, it was a pretty impressive play, you know, to go in there and take Washington back and then get a hold of Favre and kind of keep taking him back and sort out who had the ball and then kind of throw them both down. It was pretty impressive. And, you know, and Adalis has made, a lot of other impressive plays, you know, the interception last year against San Diego and, you know, his speed down the sideline. And, you know, we've seen him do, you know, a lot of things, rushing the passer, playing in coverage, stopping the run, tackling. You know, he's a strong, powerful guy. And, you know, I think he showed it on that play.
So after the game, Matt Cassel had talked about how Tom Brady had helped him through the week, basically, you know, through conversations or text messages. Is it your expectation that Tom will continue to be around the team this year and could possibly help Matt each week as you go along the way, or is it too early to tell if something like that might be a possibility?
I think that'll be true to some degree. We don't have a specific schedule on it or anything like that. Right now, the priority for Tom is to, rehab and do everything he can to, get back to 100%, and that's a long process. And so that'll be the priority for him. When that's taken care of, and then, you know, depending on how the schedules fall and so forth, Tom's always been great about, helping other players and being part of the team or being part of whatever we're doing and all that. So, you know, last week he came in a little bit at the end of the week and was in our quarterback meeting on Saturday and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, going forward this week, that might be the same. It might be a little bit different. It's, you know, just kind of goes depending on how his, you know, rehab schedule goes and what we're doing at the times when he's available. So it's not a real structured thing is what I'm trying to say, but I'm sure that Tom will continue to be involved like he always has. To what degree and what the time frame is and the structure of it and all that, that's not in place. And it'll change during the course of the year, too. You know, the things he's doing now, that there'll be different points in his rehab where there'll be, you know, different areas it'll be focused on. It'll be different time frames and so forth. So it's, you know, we'll just kind of have to take it as it comes.
So you mentioned Tom and his knee. Have you gotten a chance to talk to Charlie? He took a heck of a spill there on Saturday.
Yeah, I have talked to Charlie, but I think whatever Charlie wants to say about his injury, I think he's perfectly capable of talking about that. I don't want to. That was a tough hit, though.
The final question? All right, then. Thank you, Coach. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for your time.